on RSN Winners.
Dino, good morning to you.
Morning, Brendan.
In for a hot one today. Hopefully it's cooled down enough by the time we get to Cranbourne tonight.
Yes, let's hope so, but a lot of these horses will probably be cuddling in a fair bit of heat, but it can't be helped, unfortunately.
Just having a look through the program, though, a lot of these horses don't have to travel far. Probably Flemington's as far as most of these will have to come from.
Yeah, I think that's about right, and hopefully this time of year the traffic's out not too bad, so hopefully they're not stuck on the trucks and float for too long.
Okay, Dino, we get the card underway with a maiden over the 1,500 metres. Desert Rain number 6 is the scratching. Topping the market is Bianco Novo for Jason Bembo and Michael Moroney. 220 down to 215. The Bald Eagle is $4 out to 420. GoPro for Regan Bayless, $15 down to 850. Pandora's Tycoon, $9. Havana DJ, $9.50. And At Dusk at 10. Who do we like in the first team?
Yeah, I think the Rupert Lee colours will be bold of the four here. Brendan was Bianco Nervo and also the Bald Eagle. I think Bianco Nervo was a really good run on first up, as we saw behind Declared War. That's a great form line. Then an even run last start. That wasn't the strongest of races, but I like Blinkers going on here and leaning his way from the Bald Eagle, who was on pace. Thought he went a bit slow through the middle stages and gave those horses momentum a chance to beat him at Mooney Valley. Love to see just roll along here. To GoPro, I can understand a little bit of support for him. Both runs this time in have been sounded. Well, that does trial pretty well at Werribee leading into that run at Bendigo. It was on a fairly quick backup from the trial at Werribee into that first up run at Bendigo. Had about 3 weeks between runs now to maybe a little bit sharper second up and improve. But as I said, I think good race for the blue with the gold rising gold colours.
1425 from Dino in the first. The second event is a maiden for the three-year-olds over the 1,400 metres. There are no scratchings here for Clayton Douglas and Cindy Alderson. Ross's Reward tops the market. It's been well supported too. $3.70 down to $2.60. That's support throughout the morning. Spycraft, $5 down to $4. Did get into as low as $3.80. Basil, $4 to $5. La Belva, $8 to $8.50. Then Luna Flares had some support, $13 down to $8.50, back out to $9. Who do we like in the second, Dean?
Yeah, I'm going with the bottom one that has support, Brendan, Luna Flair. Makes it to the Hague stable. Very simple pattern last week's been a grassroots ball to trial to Tura, and then went in a longer distance trial at Flemington, jump out, and trialled with a grassroots ball. So it was a bit keen in blinkers, but trialled well. Only got the winkers on here, and I think from a good draw, it represents a bit of value, number 10. To beat number 4, Ross's Reward. It was a really good run first up. That was 1,000 metres, jumps to the 1,400 here, but does look close to a win. 5 Spycrafts, had 2 recent jump outs, one at Werribee, one at Geelong. Certainly looking as though it needs every bit of the 1,400, but it can be competitive first up. And number 2, Basil, who's mixed its form today, next best. But I got 10 representatives of the value here, 10, 4, 5, and 2.
Luna Flair on debut, Dino's top tip in the second. The third is the MyPunter.com. It's a fillies and mares maiden. There are plenty of scratchings here, down to a field of 8. Runners out of 1, 5, 6, 8, 9, 12, 15 and 16. Check, you have Kevin Forrester on number 13, just the 8 to run here in the third, Dean.
Yeah, I'm going with number 7, Whiskey Queen, Brendan. Both runs today have been down. Gets a chance to break through. I think the danger's a 14th October resuming. Trialled recently at Cranbourne in the Blinkers. It was in the same trial as Wednesday's winner, a Manicam. Trialled nowhere near as well as a Manicam, but still trialled competitively. 11, Pernilla was a little bit luckless on the boost. Certainly got a chance. And a bit of a gap then to 3, Mazika. Bit of a one running, gets Ben Allen today, which is a plus. Might be next best. Pretty moderate maiden. 7, 14, 11 and 3.
Whiskey Queen, $3.90 down to $2.90. Did get into a low of $2.80. Pirinella, $4.80 down to $3.70. Pop over, $5.50 down to former Seeker. $15 down to $7.50. It's opening quote throughout the morning. Maybe take into account with some scratchings there as we move on to race number 4 on the program. It's a maiden over the 2,025 metres. 3 West Ham and 7 the Queen Bee come out of the 4th event on the program. And a look at the fixed odds market from the tab. Lofty Heights, $2. Out to $2.10. Miss France has been $2.80 to $2.90. Southern Yankee, $3. Bint Cherokee, $11. And About Time Bill is a $21 chance. Not much happening in the market here, Dean. Lofty Heights tops it.
Yeah, I think it might be a good time to have dinner or have a beer, Brendan. not a race I want to get involved in. Lofty Heights showing promise. The winner last start, peaked on his run late. Perhaps a bit fitter, perhaps born to triple suit. I don't want to take the short quote, but I probably don't want to tip anything to beat him as such. Southern Yankees, two runs have been okay. Nine this France, at least, is progressing in its form. All three runs this time in have been sound. And Vince Cherokee was bumped around at a crucial stage in Seabro. I think she was just about beaten at the time, but will be fitter for that run at the distance. Might be next best. But yeah, the weakest race of the night, 2, 4, 9, and 8.
2, 4, 9, 8 from Dean in race number 4. We head to the 5th, gets the quaddy underway, just the 7 to run here. It's a class 1 over the 1600 metres. Number 8, Jingles, is the withdrawal. Favourite for the race is Come On Carl, $3.10 down to $3. Did get out to a high of $3.20. Here comes Lenny, $4 down to $3.30. Tycoon Warrior, $3.40 out to $3.50. Kaimu, $3.90 to $4.20. And then a big breakout to Step On. It's been $23 down to 17. What do we like in the first leg of the quarter, Dean?
Yeah, the market's really isolated the four chances, Brendan, but not a lot between them. I'm going with Come On Carl. He deserves a win. Last two runs have been good, and he did win at the end of last preparation. To beat four, here comes Lenny. Interesting horse. His win was at 1,400 metres, and he's been tried over further, but maybe back in Tripoli is a plus for him. I certainly think he's got a legitimate chance here. Tycoon Warrior won the maiden in good fashion last night. It was a really dashing ride on that occasion. He put him away early. He's got a chance again. And Kaimu, being sort of mixing it form, hasn't won for a while, but this is a very suitable option for it to bounce back to form. But they're the four for the quaddy, 2, 4, 5, and 6.
2, 4, 5, 6 in the first leg. The second leg is a Fillies and Mares benchmark 64 over 1,300 metres. Scratch one, Here Comes My Baby, and 8, Lardy Lass. Favourite here is River Jewels. Just won the 1 of 16. $2.40 out to $2.50. 4 Lucky Cat, $3.40 into $3.30. Cataracta, $3.20 to $3.50. Asherama, $10 down to $7.50. And Dame Vass has been steady around the $10 quote. But River Jewel, she doesn't win out of turn, Dean. She's the favourite at $2.50.
Yeah, and that's the predicament, Brendan. I think she's in her right race. I think she can win. I just think the price is a little bit tight. Thought she'd be more around the $3.320 mark. But I am tipping out River Jewel. The one that I think over the odds is Asherama. I thought a negative ride first up to try and get her to settle, I think, as much as anything. Worked quite well. She ran on nicely. Gets the senior rider tonight. I think she's the one over the odds in the race. Dame Bass's run last start was down. Cataracta did enough first up. But seven runners, but I don't think there's a lot between them. And that's why I think River Jewels will cut short. She's the one to beat, just a little bit short. 5, 7, 6, 3
from Dean in the first leg of the quaddy. Second leg of the quaddy is race number 7, a benchmark 64 over the 1,000 metres. Scratch 7, Emperor's Chariot, and 8, Guess Again. Topping the market is Pleasant for the Besutton Young team. T.O. Nugent with the ride, $3.90 down to $3.60, back out to $3.70. Unlimited Ability is $4.60 down to $3.70. Left JB out the speeds to $5 down to $4.60. Monsieur Schmidt has been $7 down to $6.50. Kaizamba, $8.50 to Aiden Coach's Award, $10. This looks a bit more of an attractive race, Dino.
Yeah, it's a pretty open race, Brendan. I think Left JB Amps is going really well this preparation, number 4. Three of his four runs have been terrific. The last run, he really rocked along at Caulfield. Just got run down late. It was a good effort. Pleasant. All of his runs virtually in his career have been on big tracks or half-turn tracks. This is the tightest track he's seen. He ran well first up and he's got a legitimate chance at possible negative on him getting onto the tighter Camden track. 6 Unlimited Ability showed promise last time in, and 5 Coaches of World likewise has got a chance to stuff. But one of the more open races of the night, good competitive race, 4.265
in the second last. Final event on the program is the Tab Multiplier benchmark 64 over the 1200. Scratch 1, 2, 3, and 8 from the last. Leaves us with a field of 8. And Fastoys at the top of the market here. $1.70 out to $1.75. Back into $1.65. River Dance Lad has been $3.70 out to $3.90. Snips $5.50 down to $5. And Raja Ampant $15 down to a low of 8. Now $9.50, but Godolphin with the favourite here in the last.
might need to use that tap multiplier in the last sprint and on based off to get something out. He's got him very short now, but he was very good on Tabua Triton, and I thought he got a bit lost down the straight at Flemington, yet he was far from disgraced. Wednesday's been a rope that they came through that form line. And this is the moderate race. He should win the last base. Dos to beat River Dance Lad. Going okay. He had a lot of luck in two runs this time in. Four Snipes has got a competitive chance first up. And maybe six Raja Rampant would run under one run under his belt. Has got a place chance. But I would have thought Place Dos would win the last 5-7, 4-6.
5-7, 4-6. Mentioning Rogue the Fade Dino, he was the one that put the value in the quaddy for us there on Wednesday with a handy result. Best Ruffy and quaddy for this evening's card at Cranbourne.
Yeah, he is the best. Based off the last, as I said, I'm going to play the multiplier, and we are taking him one out in the quaddy. The value is a lot better value. Race 2, number 10, and that is Luna Flare. The quaddy, first leg, 2, 4, 5, 6. Second leg, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Third leg, 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6. Come home on 5 only, Brendan.
Okay, so we'll skin it up through the last leg. Thanks for your help this morning, Dino. Good luck at Cranbourne this evening, and we'll catch you again on the panel tomorrow morning.
All right, thanks, Brendan.